Now on ESPN 105.1 The Zone, former University of Georgia head football coach and College Football Hall of Fame inductee Jim Donnan joins Press Row. This segment of Press Row is presented by Kia of Chattanooga. Test drive your dream vehicle today at 2136 Chapman Road. Kia of Chattanooga.
Jim Donnan and Coach, to get you the day after Jamie Newman drops the bombshell of opting out of this season. I mean, you're down there in Athens. What was your surprise factor when you learned of Jamie Newman's decision yesterday?
Yeah, I was really shocked. I mean, you know, Jamie's put in a lot of hard work. He's from my hometown, home county there in Burlington, North Carolina. He's from Graham, which is right outside there. And got to know the kid pretty well. You know, I don't know what has transpired. I'm a little bit different than usual because you can't go over there like, you know, nobody can get in over there. So I had no communication with anybody that really knows what's going on. But, you know, I know he's had some family issues with the COVID, and I know we had some spikes here on campus between last weekend and the last testing. But, you know, he looked good in practice, you know, and was running with the ones a lot. So I don't know what the reason was, but I'm sure he's got his own feelings about what he needs to do, just like Jamar Chase did and other kids have. So you got to respect that.
Yeah, and I think everybody respects each of these decisions, Jim. It's just, it's interesting the timing of this one to go through a scrimmage and then just decide now's the right time. That's the only thing I find a little more peculiar about this specific one.
True. I mean, there's no good time to stop anything. You know that. You've seen guys decide to, maybe he's been thinking about it ever since he came back, but I do know that, you know, a lot of campus unrest right now as far as what's going to happen with whether students are going to stay here on campus or not because of the spikes we've had, and we've seen it around the country. A lot of schools are just going totally online, and kids are moving out of dorms.
That said, if Georgia moves on with JT Daniels and he gets cleared, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, Jim. I mean, I think Georgia is still probably your East favorite. I know Florida's, you know, wanting to close that gap, and the games have been a little bit closer each year in Jacksonville the last couple of years, but would Georgia still be your favorite with JT Daniels?
Yeah, I would be. That would be my favorite with you at quarterback.
Really?
You know, I just think our defense is really the best I've seen since I've been here, since '95. I just think we got so much defense and good kicking game, and we got a good running game. I think it's really up in the air about JT. When you look at what happened to Dom Blaylock, had reconstructed surgery on his ACL last year and then hurt it after he was cleared out here. You know, they got to really look hard on when they're going to clear this guy. I mean, it's not just a snap your fingers, okay, looks like he's good, let's go with it. But, you know, this is his kid's knee, this is his career. So I don't think it's set in stone that he's going to be cleared right away. I mean, he hasn't been to this point. And we've got some good guys behind him. I like Dwan Mathis. I like Bennett. I think Beck's got a ways to go. But, you know, it's not like we don't have quarterbacks here, but certainly if Daniels is ready, he has experience, that's for sure, playing compared to these other guys. But the thing that Dwan Mathis presents, he's a human rocket back there. I mean, he's easily the fastest guy. I don't know if he's as quick as Fields, but he's the fastest quarterback it's been at Georgia that I can ever remember. You know, he's got track times in high school, and he can really show you his tail lights, and he's got a big arm, but, you know, he had a tough injury too, you know, because he had surgery on his brain there, remove a cyst. So they've been real careful with him. So we'll have to see. There's definitely a lot of things up in the air.
I want to touch on something because you just said something really interesting about JT Daniels, and you're right. I mean, it's not a signed, sealed, and delivered thing. As a coach dealing with quarterbacks and as a coach dealing with running backs, as you remember, Nick Chubb was coming off the ACL or coming off the knee surgeries going into that UNC opener, Kirby's first game. And I remember asking Kirby the week of the game, will Nick Chubb be on any kind of pitch count? And sure enough, he goes out there and rushes 32 times for more than 200 yards. What's the biggest difference in a quarterback coming off a knee injury and a running back coming off a knee injury in your mind?
Well, I think once you're cleared because they're going to be really careful about letting you go. But the quarterback's got a plan on that left knee. And every pass he throws is – I don't even know if it's his left or right knee for JT. I've never seen the guy. You know, except on pictures of him, but watch the tape. But in Chubb's case, there was no question that he had a great second year. The first year he started out good, but it's tough to come back from a knee injury. We saw the same thing with Zamir White. You know, straight ahead, he was excellent last year. Now I heard he's got a little jitterbug in him. He can move around a little bit, but, you know, two ACLs on separate knees is a tough deal, but it's hard for me to project that, David. I really don't know the comparison-wise, but I know this, that you're going to take some shots at quarterback when you're least expected, you know, from the blind side or anything, when your leg's planted. So if I had a son playing or if I was coaching quarterbacks now, I'd make them wear knee braces.
You're listening to the College Football Hall of Famer Jim Donnan in our weekly segment brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga.
Coach, it's so good to hear your voice. David opened the show today about this is about as normal as we felt leading into a weekend of college football, although we know it's not SEC. But this feels like a show a year ago, and for that I am grateful to hear the dulcet tones of Coach Jim Donnan.
Well, it's good to hear your voice too, and I appreciate Kia of Chattanooga and Kia of Cleveland sponsoring the show. I mean, this is a tough time for everybody, but they stepped it up, and appreciate your station working with us too. But hope we'll be able to give the fans a lot of stuff about football throughout the season. And, you know, it's going to be a couple of weeks here where we don't have SEC football, but we got a big game tonight. Maybe the best team in Arkansas is playing. Central Arkansas playing UAB.
Is Springdale High got a game tonight, Coach?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm telling you, they were impressive against Austin Peay to me, and certainly Arkansas State's going to be, and I hope Coach Pittman gets it going there. They just didn't leave him any players, but, you know, I think they'll do a good job at Arkansas down the road.
All right, Coach. I'm curious, because I just enjoy asking you questions about your experiences inside the locker room. It's a double-headed spear of unprecedented proportions when you talk about the social issues that players are empowering and using their voices for at an unprecedented rate, and you talk about the coronavirus. What was the biggest social issue or out-of-your-control thing that you can recall you had to deal with during your Hall of Fame coaching career?
You know, mostly just tragedy. You know, one of my players passed away. You know, some family situations with some of the kids, but not a lot of what we're dealing with today. And I certainly applaud the way the coaches and players have stood up for you know what they think's right, and whether it's NBA or college or whatever it might be. But we didn't have those kind of deals happening back then.
All right, you're listening to Jim Donnan, the College Football Hall of Famer. If you're new to this segment, this is how it works. We get some knowledge from Coach Donnan, we take a break, and then we come back and get even more knowledge from Coach Donnan. So back in a bit, you're listening to Jim Donnan here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
This segment of Press Row has been brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga, award-winning vehicles and courteous, honest service. Kia of Chattanooga. Former UGA head football coach and College Football Hall of Famer Jim Donnan is back on Press Row. Presented by Kia of Cleveland. Browse Kia's award-winning lineup of vehicles at kiaofcleveland.com.
This segment brought to you by Kia of Cleveland at 2492 South Lee Highway. Call 423-693-0505 for some fantastic deals. And we certainly appreciate the support of Kia of Cleveland. Coach, I know this is our first time to have you on in this. This is our opening of 15 weeks of fun, and I've got to ask, because I know people want to know, what do you think about Tennessee? Obviously, this was a program that won its last six games, and this is a program that is striving to get back to the elite of when you coached in the league. What do you think of this Tennessee team, and where might the Vols still lag behind some of the elite in this league?
Well, they certainly caught a bad break on the schedule there when we rescheduled everything, because, you know, I saw them, they had two games, you know, none of these non-conference games, so certainly picked up a couple toughies there. But I do feel like that Jeremy's done a terrific job of assembling a really good staff, and they've got good players, picked up some good transfers, and you know, it all boils down to can they, with that offensive line that they've got, if they can throw the football, their offensive line should be outstanding, even if Mays isn't declared eligible. Has he been declared eligible yet? Or what's the
no,
deal with that?
He's just been denied that first time, and they're appealing it. So, that's just one of those who knows. I know a lot of people up here are upset that it took so long to get that initial denial. Who knows how long it'll take for this appeal?
Yeah, the only thing I would say in Jeremy and Coach Fulmer's defense there would be everybody kind of thought you were going to just get a blanket deal there early, you know, everybody, rather than going in and send it in and maybe get turned down, they waited to see if they got the blanket approval for everybody, and then they sent this one in. But they got the appeal. We'll see what happens. But I like a lot of things about Tennessee's team. In fact, they've learned how to be a lot more competitive. And, you know, the last time they went down and played Auburn, they went down there and beat them on the plane. So that's going to be a big game for them. But, you know, the schedule's changed where they play us a lot earlier now than they were, too. So we'll see what we're about then. We'll have a new quarterback. They've got three guys up there that played quarterback and started games. So, we'll see how that works, and they got a good quarterback coming in Harrison Bailey. I think they're certainly further along right now than maybe I thought they might be when he first took the job, because they were lower than whale manure when he got it.
They and I wrote about this today. When you think about it, I know they had a rocky start to last season, but they wound up starting Garantano, Brian Maurer, and JT Shrout, and then you just mentioned Harrison Bailey. So it's just kind of a quirky situation. How many teams come into a year having three quarterbacks who had starting experience from the year before and a top 100 national guy?
Ones that got their ass beat last year. Usually. But excuse me for saying that bad word there. But
what, beat? That's usually beat's what, not a bad word, Coach.
Hey, that's what usually happens when you got to play, move your quarterbacks around when you're not winning. You know, nobody's steps up and does the job. But, you know, they certainly threatened Alabama. They were right there going in for a big score, and they played us pretty good in the first year. So I think it's going to be questionable. The big question for them, can they beat teams, not the elite teams, but the teams that are trying to move up, like South Carolina, Missouri, Kentucky, those teams, and, you know, continue their one-game winning streak against Vanderbilt. You know, I mean, after losing to them several years in a row.
All right, give me the surprise team of the SEC from both a good and disappointing standpoint.
Well, disappointing's got to be LSU right off the bat. I mean, they're down to 70 scholarship players. They got only six starters back from a team that had a lot of good players coming back. They had 14 guys declare for the draft. They had some guys transfer. And they had some really big-time losses in their coaching staff. I mean, they lost their offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, well, the offensive passing game coordinator, defensive coordinator, running back coach. So they got a staff change there, and then they got a brand-new quarterback, even though Brennan's a good guy. But certainly I would say that they've got a long way to go to meet the level that they had with 15-0 last year. But they got some really good young talent. As far as the surprise team, I really think Kentucky, people are kind of writing them off a little bit too much. And as an old football coach, even though I was a quarterback, their offense and defensive line really make them competitive. And if Wilson can step up at quarterback, you know, they won eight games last year with a wide receiver playing quarterback. So if he can play anywhere near in the passing game and they keep their running game, I think Kentucky's going to be a tough out for a lot of teams this year, and certainly watch out for them.
Yeah, they got that tricky it's a tricky opener for Auburn, given what Auburn lost on both sides of the line. You're listening to Jim Donnan,
that's
the College Football
that's
Hall of
true.
Fame coach, here on Press Row on ESPN 105. Won the zone.
Coach, how's Auburn going to figure a way to break my heart again?
They already figured it. They had Chad Morris.
mean, yeah, they did. That's a good point, Coach. That's a good point. The
no, I mean, I just don't see. I don't. I mean, I think he's a good coach, solid, but I just don't see a guy that's as good as Gus Malzahn as an offensive coordinator. Even though he's had some ups and downs, I can't see him giving the keys to the car to a guy. But he did, so maybe it'll work out. But they got some real holes to fill on their defense. And they got, you know, they got that Schwartz guy and some fast guys, but still got to prove to me. I mean, this tremendous wins for them last year with the way they beat Alabama, you know, and they still got to prove to me that they can be consistent enough throwing the football. I mean, they're going to have a tough opening two games. I mean, they're playing two out of the best three teams in the East the first two games, I think.
Right. The how much of this week, which is mainly Conference USA or various non-Power 5 games, how much of those games will you watch this weekend, Coach?
You know, I'm desperate. I mean, I really think I'm going to probably watch some games that if you'd have told me 2 years ago that I'd be watching them, I'd say really that I was probably smoking some bad weed because I really don't like to watch some of those games that have some players in it. You know, I mean, even though it's their team and all, I like to watch the pros and the really good college teams. But, you know, I was geared to my radio, I mean, my TV last week watching Austin Peay and Central Arkansas. But I'll be watching that Arkansas-UAB game tonight, Central Arkansas. So, they got a football game on right now, although there's some good tennis on right now. I'm enjoying that, too. Are you watching any of that?
No, God, no. Pascal may be, but that thing's now so watered down. I mean, it's Djokovic and like, the ESPN 105.1 work mixer out there.
Yeah, there's not a real good draw up there, that's for sure. But certainly – he's going to have his hands full with a couple of these guys. If he's going to have to beat Thiem and, Tsitsipas. So, I mean, but he's probably going to get his 18th major here.
Coach, in your years at Georgia, did you ever have a player named Tsitsipas?
No, I really didn't. But I did have some kids from Greece that played for me, but they didn't have it. I couldn't pronounce their name, but they were from Greece. But, you know, you never know, but he's a good athlete, 6'4", very good player.
Who had the best name when you were at Georgia? What was your favorite name of a player?
Good Lord, you always ask me things like that. I don't really remember. I guess Champ Bailey was my favorite.
Yeah, and you had Boss. I mean, Boss is right there with it.
Yeah, Champ, Boss, and then Ronald. And then his sister's name was Doll, D-O-L-L.
Coach, who was your first favorite athlete? We talked a little bit earlier today about Tom Seaver dying, and we're kind of getting to that age where some of our childhood heroes in the sporting realm. Who was your first favorite athlete?
From Commerce, Oklahoma, Mickey Mantle.
Ooh, that's a
I mean, I
choice.
Lived and died with Mickey Mantle and the Yankees. In 1951, I went up to – with my dad in Charlotte and watched the Yankees play a exhibition game against the Charlotte Hornets or whatever their name was then. And I got to see Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio and Johnny Mize and Whitey Ford and Yogi Berra. And I mean, I was a Yankee fan, but then when I moved down here to Atlanta, I had to get more geared into the Braves because I got to do a lot of stuff with the Braves. But Mickey Mantle, he was the man. If he hadn't had bad knees, no telling what he'd have done.
Well, Coach, the only downside about our weekly fun is that it has to come to an end, but we always appreciate it. Looking forward to another fantastic fall. Thank you for whetting everybody's appetite, and we really do appreciate Kia for sponsoring another fall fun with Jim Donnan.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. I'm sorry I was a little late getting in there. I had to bring my wife back from the doctor. I wasn't sure about the time, but I do want to say heartfelt thanks to Taft Butcher at Kia of Cleveland and John Davis of, Key of Chattanooga, and John Davis of, from Cleveland. Go in. These guys, wherever you live around there, they'll give you a good deal, and we appreciate their sponsorship.
Thank you, Coach. Great job. Jim Donnan, the first of many weekly visits with the College Football Hall of Famer. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
This segment of Press Row has been made possible by Kia of Cleveland, where they can help with any automotive needs you may have. 2492 South Lee Highway, Kia of Cleveland.